Hare Krishna. So we have seen the entire first chapter, shloka by shloka, shloka a day. Yes, we tried studying our best. Now in this video, let's try to get a hold of entire first chapter. Let's try to understand the entire flow of the first chapter. And this will be a good recollection for all the devotees who have heard shloka by shloka videos. So how did first chapter start? It starts with the question from the personality, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is asking the question, what did they do? To whom is he asking? He's asking to Sanjaya. And whom is he talking about? Mama kaha Pandavaschaiva. So he's asking Sanjaya, oh Sanjaya, after my sons and sons of Pandu, when they met on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is Dharmakshetra, what did they do? And then the answer to this question is the entire first chapter. Sanjaya starts speaking. Sanjaya sees the fear in the heart of his master, Dhritarashtra. And to give him solace, to give him confidence, he starts speaking. So from the second verse onwards, we see Sanjaya is saying, Drishtvatu Pandavanikam Vyudham Duryodhanastada. Your son Duryodhana, after seeing the entire Pandava army, he approached his teacher. And Duryodhana goes to his teacher and he starts speaking. And Sanjaya is narrating all this. So what is Duryodhana speaking to his teacher, Dronacharya? He's saying that, look at the entire army. Pashyaitam Panduputranam Acharyam Mahatim Chamum. Oh Acharya, oh Dronacharya. Look at the army on the other side. It's so nicely arranged by Dhimatashishya, your own intelligent disciple. And who is this intelligent disciple? Drupada Putrena. So hope we remember this intricacy of Drupada Putrena, this particular word. And then after addressing Dronacharya like this, to incite anger in Dronacharya, he starts speaking few more things about the army of Pandavas. He starts glorifying the army of Pandavas. He says in verse number 4, Atra Shura Maheshwasa Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi. There are so many great stalwarts. They're equivalent to Bhima and Arjuna when it comes to fighting. They're heroes on the battlefield. And then he starts naming. So he names different personalities in verse number 5, then verse number 6 also. Then Duryodhana started thinking, I think I did too much of glorification of the enemy. And maybe Dronacharya might get into depression hearing all this. And other thing that was there in the heart of Duryodhana was the fear. He wanted to hide that fear, so he started speaking boldly about his own army. Then from verse number 7 onwards, he starts speaking about his army. So he's saying, Asmakam tu visishtaye tan nibodha dvijottama, o brahmana, o Dronacharya. Now listen to me about my army, about our army. And then he starts naming different personalities. And he starts with, Bhavan, Bhishmascha, Karanascha, Bhavan, you are there, O Dronacharya, you are there in my army. Now he's encouraging Dronacharya. And then he says, Bhishma is there, Karana is there, Kripa is there, so many personalities are there. Not only these, I have named these, but along with that, he tells this in verse number 9, that along with them, there are so many other great stalwarts who are ready to sacrifice, ready to give up their life for my pleasure in this battlefield. And then he starts glorifying Bhishma exclusively, saying, Bhishma is there on our side. We are protected by Bhishma, so we are safe. But when it comes to their side, they're protected by Bhima. So their strength is not that great. And after getting the confidence of Dronacharya, Bhishma, and all the great stalwarts, now Duryodhana, very, very diplomatically, he starts addressing the foot soldiers, the people on the lower rung. That is verse number 11. So he says, Ayaneshu cha sarveshu yatha bhagam avastitam. So he's saying that all of y'all stand in strategic positions very nicely. Why? Because you have to support and protect Bhishma from all the sides. See, finally, Bhishma is an old person. And he might commit various mistakes. And when he's fighting to one side of the army, he might be attacked from the other side. So better all of you all stand in strategic positions, support and protect Bhishma. Now, having said this, what did Duryodhana did now? Duryodhana, he captured the people on the lower rung also. Look at the diplomacy of Duryodhana. He took the confidence of people from the top. He took the confidence from the people from the bottom. And to such a personality, to such a grandson, to give him pleasure, his grandfather, Bhishma, blew the conch shell. So now, Bhishma blew the conch shell, and after that, so many other personalities will start blowing the conch shell. So this starts from verse number 12. So verse number 12, Bhishma is blowing the conch shell. Then verse number 13, lots of instruments are played. And in verse number 14, we have our hero, Krishna, entering with his friend Arjuna. And they blew their conch shells. Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjayaha. So Rishikesha blew his conch shell Panchajanya. And Arjuna blew his conch shell Devadatta. And then Yudhishthir, Nakula, Sahadeva and all the other great stalwarts on the side of Pandavas, they blew their conch shell. And that is described in verse number 16 to 18. And when the Pandavas blew the conch shell, there was something that happened on the side of Kauravas. That is given in verse number 19. What happened? The hearts of Dhartharashtra, the sons of Dhritarashtra, their hearts were shattered hearing the sound. Now from verse number 20 onwards, Arjuna is ordering Krishna, take me between the two armies, O Krishna. Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayame Achyuta. O Achyuta, take me between the two armies. I want to see who all have come to fight with me. So this particular section starts from verse number 20 and it goes up to 23, where Arjuna is talking about, I want to see both the armies, please take me in between the two armies. And in verse number 24, Sanjay is saying, Rishikesha, Krishna, after hearing Arjuna speaking like this, he took the ratha between the two armies. Now, from verse number 25 to verse number 27, Arjuna is observing the entire army of Kauravas. He sees his grandfather Bhishma, his teacher Dronacharya. He sees the contemporaries of his father. He sees fathers-in-law. He sees brothers-in-law. He sees, you know, the people who are at the age of his own sons. They're equivalent to his sons. His grandsons are there. His uncles are there. So many personalities are there who are his own relatives and friends. And after seeing all of them, Arjuna, he gives four reasons for not fighting. So from verse number 28 to 30, Arjuna gives the reason of, they are my relatives. How can I kill them? He's overcome by compassion. This was the first reason. Second reason, from verse number 31 to 35, he's saying, Nacha Shreyo Anupashyami Hatva Swajana Mahave. Killing all of them, I'm not seeing any auspiciousness that is coming to us. The reason that he gives is, if I kill all the relatives, whom I'll enjoy the kingdom with? This is the second reason that he gives. And then the third reason, from 36 verse onwards, 36 to 38, he says, if we kill our own relatives, what will happen? Sins will overcome us. We have to suffer for full lifetime after lifetime after lifetime for temporary happiness of getting this kingdom by killing our own kinsmen. Oh Krishna, let's not fight. So he gives these three reasons. And then he gives the fourth reason. The fourth reason starts from verse number 39 to 43. And 39th verse starts like this. Kulakshaye pranashyanti kula dharma sanatana. O Krishna, now this is the fourth argument, logical argument. He's saying, look, if we kill people who are there, the elders in the family, all the men in the family, the fathers, the brothers, the sons, what will happen? The females will become widow and they will be pulled into adultery by irresponsible men in the society. And this will give rise to unwanted progeny. And these unwanted kids, these unwanted children, they will not follow family tradition. And since they will not follow family tradition, then Pindodaka Kriya will not happen. And the Pitri or the ancestors, they will fall down and they have to be eternally in the hellish planets. So, O Krishna, with these four reasons, I am requesting you, let's not fight. And then finally, 44, 45 and 46, these verses, Arjuna speaks his decision, not from his mouth, but through his actions. In verse number 46, the last verse of the first chapter, Arjuna, he keeps his Gandiva bow down. Hope you remember the Gandiva vow. He keeps the Gandiva bow down. He keeps the arrows down, completely disturbed and distressed. He sits on the chariot, indicating to Krishna, I will not fight. So in this way, we see, right from that first question of Dhritarashtra, what did they do? Till verse number 46, what did Arjuna do? He sat down, saying, I'll not fight. So I hope, you know, we had a good time studying the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And I'm sure most of you might have also attempted the quiz. So all the ones who have attempted the quiz for all the shlokas, which was mentioned in the description block of each video, please expect a certificate in your mailboxes. And the ones who have not attempted quiz, no problem. Still time is there. No, you can attempt. Till the point YouTube is there, till the time these videos are there, the quizzes will be there and you can attempt the quiz. No problem. And one important thing, I request all of you all to share your experiences in studying the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I'm sure till now you have read the first chapter. Now you might have heard the shlokas of first chapter. This was the first time that we all together studied the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita and learnt various things from the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So I would like to know your experiences. So I request all of you all, please put your experiences in the comment section. I would personally read and understand what was your experience. And if there is any feedback to improve, no, that will be very nice. Thank you very much. So from the next video onwards, we'll be seeing the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And second chapter is one of the most important chapter. It is titled as Gita Summarized. Almost the entire Bhagavad Gita is summarized in the second chapter. And lots of philosophical points, logical points, scientific points are there in this. And we'll need lots of intelligence to understand. It will be fun. It will be fun to study the second chapter. So let's meet tomorrow and start with the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.